Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Authorities in New York City have arrested the lone suspect in yesterday's subway shooting that injured 23 people. He faces a federal terrorism charge. Though as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Brooklyn, it's not yet known what precipitated the attack.
New York City Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says after a nerve-wracking 30-hour manhunt, 62-year-old Frank R. James is in custody.
Literally, hundreds of NYPD detectives worked doggedly during the last 30 hours to bring this together. We hope this arrest brings some solace to the victims and the people of the city of New York.
Those wounded and injured in the shooting and the panicked rush that followed included several children. Authorities flooded public airwaves and media with surveillance pictures of James, and after a tip-line call, he was apprehended without incident in Manhattan. Police said they had collected evidence including the gun, a rented U-Haul van, and the clothes James is seen wearing during the alleged attack. The motive is still unclear. Investigators are still reviewing social media posts linked to the suspect. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, New York.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is extending an order requiring masks on planes, trains, and transport hubs. As NPR's Ping Wong reports, the change comes as coronavirus cases have started to rise.
Anyone traveling on planes and public transportation will be required to mask up through May 3rd. That's because the CDC has extended their order requiring face masks during travel. The order has been in place for over a year and was set to expire on Monday. The CDC says they've extended the mask mandate to assess the potential impact of rising cases on severe illness and healthcare capacity. In the past month, the BA.2 subvariant of Omicron has taken over. And in the past 2 weeks, COVID cases have been ticking up in states in the Northeast and Southwest. Ping Huang, NPR News.
President Biden says he's approved an additional $800 million in new military assistance for Ukraine. That funding to include artillery and helicopters, as well as other items needed to bolster the country's defense. But expectations a wider assault is coming in eastern Ukraine. Prices at the wholesale level rose faster than expected last month. NPR Scott Horsley reports the producer price index jumped more than 11% over the past 12 months.
Consumer prices were up sharply last month, but wholesale prices jumped even more rapidly. Another sign of the inflationary pressures facing the economy during its rapid recovery from the pandemic. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has added new wrinkles, pushing up costs for commodities such as crude oil, wheat, and sunflower oil. The retail price of gasoline continues to slide. AAA says the average price of regular gas dropped another penny and a half overnight. It's down about 25 cents a gallon since hitting an all-time high last month. A big jump in airfares was one of the factors pushing up inflation in March as travel picked up. Delta Airlines now says it expects to return to profitability this spring. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is up 344 points. This is NPR. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines posted a net loss of $940 million for the first quarter of 2022, but the company predicts returning to profitability this summer, driven by climbing consumer demand. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Christopher Alston has more.
Delta CEO Ed Bastian says a record-high month for ticket sales in March allowed Delta to offset sharply rising fuel and labor costs.
With a rebound in demand, the month of March was the best cash sales month in Delta's history, outpacing our prior record from spring of 2019, despite offering 10% fewer seats.
The news led to the airline's stock price jumping more than 6% before the opening bell. Bastian says Delta's growing revenue has been driven by its premium products and the use of Delta-branded credit cards. Bastian predicts travel demand will continue to surge in the next couple months, despite rising inflation and the war in Ukraine. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Alston in Atlanta.
Damaging storms and tornadoes that swept through central Texas as part of a weather system that left nearly two dozen people injured. Forecasters are now expecting more severe weather, maybe on the way. Storms caused widespread damage yesterday in Salado, Texas, some 50 miles north of Austin. Forecasters say hurricane-force winds, intense tornadoes, and large hail are all possible in Arkansas, Illinois, Tennessee, Missouri, Kentucky, Mississippi, Indiana, Louisiana, and Alabama. They say Little Rock and Memphis could be in the path of some of the worst weather today. Crude oil futures prices settled higher, oil up $3.65 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.